This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, it's Tech Talk. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. Matt Armitage from CulturePop.com together with Jeff Sandhu. Interesting stuff on Geek Squawk today.
Yeah, we've got four stories. One of it is real. The other three is completely made up from our minds. So we're not going to tell you which one is real. Oh. Once you listen to the stories, just tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll let you know next week. Matt, you go first.
Well, an interesting story from Apple Insiders this week. So we've heard reports of a new tweak to Siri in the latest version of the iOS dev kit sent out to developers. So Siri's sense of humor is well documented. For example, I asked her who her parents were, and she said that I was enough family for her, which I guess is supposed to be touching, but I think it's actually a bit sad, especially for people who know me. So while Siri is available in a lot of different languages, and you get to choose between kind of male and female voices for some languages, they all share pretty much the same personality. Mm. So we were very surprised to hear that Apple is sending out a Steve Jobs personality for Siri based on his own voice and some of his famous statements. And this has appeared in the dev kit. So some are direct quotes. So for example, if you ask Steve what a stylus is for, you get the reply, yuck, nobody wants a stylus. And the audio is lifted directly from his Macworld keynote in 2007. Elsewhere, it seems a little bit buggy. Developers report asking Steve how to get to Cupertino and receiving the response, focus and simplicity. Once you get there, you can move mountains, which may be true in a philosophical sense, but doesn't work so great if you're looking for directions. Elsewhere, you get Jobs' slightly snarky response to things. When asked to search for employment agency, a developer reports that Steve replied, some people aren't used to an environment where excellence is expected. And he claims that the voice sounded sarcastic. I don't know if that's true or not. Similarly, when asked to search for a PowerPoint template, Steve replied, your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life, which suggests that even the virtual Steve is no big fan of Microsoft. So we're not sure whether this is just an Easter egg for developers. It might not even be fully endorsed by the Apple management. Mm. So we don't know if it's going to end up in a later version of the iOS, but certainly it's very intriguing, and I would love to get my hands on this.
Mm-hmm. Now, moving.
Next story.
Yeah, rewind back to 1850s. The city of Chicago had some mud problems because of its proximity to a lakeshore marsh, and road and sidewalks were constantly submerged in mud. And it was then spreading illness like typhoid fever, dysentery, and even the deadly outbreak of cholera. Now, so after a few failed attempts of a solution, the newly created back then, the Chicago Board of Sewerage Commissioners came up with a plan in 1855. They hired an engineer by the name of E. Chesborough from Boston, who recommended storm sewers, but said that this would require increasing the level of the city. So basically the whole city needed to be lifted up.
Oh.
And after much discussions, the Board of Sewerage Commissioners decided to actually, let's do that. Let's lift the streets, the sidewalks, the buildings up onto higher foundations. They went up to from 4 to 10, 14 feet tall to increase the drainage from the city surface. So the whole process actually took 2 decades to complete. But the best part of all this is that it actually didn't disturb daily life. Daily life just went on as usual. But tourists kept coming in because, you know, it's just want to see a city being raised up by 4 to 14 feet.
True.
It's amazing.
Or false.
True or false. Yes. You decide.
That's a lot. 14 feet to raise a city by 14 feet. That's a lot. And not disrupting daily life. Anyways. Matt.
Well, I've got a story about Zack Snyder that doesn't involve the words Ben Affleck or Henry Cavill. Despite the less than positive reaction from critics and a lot of moviegoers, the Batman versus Superman movie took an incredible $400 million during its opening week. And with this kind of money to gain, we're not exactly surprised to hear that Google and 3D design and engineering specialist Autodesk are partnering with the director. So in front of the screen, Desk's robotics division will be helping Snyder out with everything from filming to creating props. So 3D printing will help to make Snyder's dystopian comic book visions a reality, while industrial robots will enable precise and efficient tooling of sets and even sculptures. Based on very, very precise software parameters, the machines will be able to do this largely unsupervised, so Snyder will need a much smaller human crew. Similarly, robots and drones will be used to capture shots that are physically impossible for human operators. Again, they can be very precisely pre-programmed before a shoot, and unlike the human operators, they can repeat the exact same shot time and time again until the director's happy with what he's got. And all of this will be made possible with the artificial intelligence Google has been developing in its Deep Dream and Deep Mind projects. So Deep Mind will enable the cameras to adapt and become semi-autonomous. They'll even be able to select better shots and coordinate these challenges with the rest of the automated part of the crew. And Deep Dream, which is Google's highly praised art intelligence software, will be used more for post-production and editing. So using its pattern recognition techniques, the software will build additional textures and images into the shots. Cleverly, it adds just enough detail for our brains to join the dots rather than to add fully formed images, which for Snyder means that the experience will actually change slightly from person to person. So it helps to make the film feel very customized and highly personal, because every person will see a slightly different version. Just as contentious as this technology is Snyder's first project, which is scheduled to be a remake of the Frank Miller classic comedy Swamp Thing, which is going to be set for release in 2019.
Okay, so we got another tweet from Isa who says, I'm sure the rollout of Steve Jobs' voice for Siri is a fake one.
No!
LOL.
Well, time will tell. Right. Next week. Now, Google, they've launched a new plugin for their Google Chrome browser, and it's in the finer details that you really should be worried about. The new extension is called Faces. It uses the camera on your laptop or the webcam if you have a desktop and so forth to scan your face when you're surfing the web. The objective is actually to take the to monitor your excitement level when you're reading a particular article, or you know, when you're consuming any type of content like YouTube, for example, right? So it will first run quietly in the background till it has gathered enough data before it starts to push content that you like. So it's sort of taking the step further of, instead of clicking the like or dislike, the thumbs up or the thumbs down, it just scans your face to see whether you're interested or disinterested.
This sounds like the realest story so far.
So after a couple of days, the searches that you do on Google and the recommendation things, the content on YouTube will be based on the, you know, happy expressions that you gave on previous content. So sounds great. However, the thing is that nobody actually really knows who's able to access the footage of your front camera. And if you actually left it turned on, like you leave your Google Chrome browser on and walked away from your PC, the camera can be turned on and off. And, you know, if the hacker can do whatever he wants to do. So it is quite scary. So there you go. We have four stories. So we had the Apple story, we had the Chicago story, we had a Zack Snyder story, and the Google story. One of it is true. The rest is all made up. The other thing that was made up was also Matt Armitage's earlier story on Singapore.
Who took up 15 minutes of your life.
It's true. It's true. I say it, it's true.
it's definitely possible, though. That's the thing that probably... You know, it is something that could be done in the future, but it is not happening now. So, anyways. GeekTunes, this is The Strokes with Taken for a Fool. Matt Armitage, of course. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.